In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most dear faithful, today we joyfully celebrate the renowned Institute patron, St. Francis de Sales. Most of us are aware of many of the details of his life, including his date of death, December 28, 1622. He died at the Visitation Sisters Convent in Lyon, in France. And later, his body was translated and buried at the Visitation Monastery in Annecy, France, which had been his home. His home in virtual exile, only about 20 miles south of Geneva, Switzerland, where he had served tirelessly as bishop for 20 years. Most are aware that Geneva became a stronghold of the Calvinists after the Protestant revolt, and that our saint was charged not only with caring for the few remaining Catholics in his diocese, but he was committed himself to recovering as many of the defectors as possible, bringing them back into the embrace of the Catholic faith that they had abandoned. St. Francis's success is the stuff of legend, bringing upwards of 70,000 souls back to the one true faith during his tenure as bishop. His efforts were recognized and rewarded swiftly after his death. Pope Alexander VII beatified him on January 8, 1661, and subsequently canonized him on April 19, 1665. Now, this is little more than 40 years after his death. And then he was named a Doctor of the Church in 1877 by decree of Pope Pius IX. And so we would say remarkable and yet appropriate, and we might all agree. After all, St. Francis was known as the gentleman saint because of his characteristic patience, humility, gentle approach to his ministry. We think, he must have been that way all along, right? Well, no, not exactly. The saint that we know and love and respect actually had a fiery temper. One of his biographers called it a volcano beneath the snow. It was only by God's grace and a burning desire to cooperate with the divine will did our Saint Francis manage to subdue this quick and biting aspect of his temperament. As late as 1619, very near the end of his life, St. Francis admitted to having, and I quote, outbursts of anger in my heart that I must rein in with both hands. St. Jane Frances de Chantal, who co-founded the Order of the Visitation of Holy Mary with St. Francis, once asked the saintly priest, couldn't you just get a little more inflamed over some opposition troubling one of our visitation convents? He looked back at her and responded. He said, would you have me lose in a quarter of an hour that small stock of gentleness which I have been painfully amassing for the last 20 years? Maintaining the virtue of meekness was critical to his ministry. One of his biographers, Father Alban Butler, contends that the Calvinists, this is a quote, he said, the Calvinists ascribe principally to his meekness the wonderful conversions he made amongst them. And they were certainly the most obstinate of people at that time. And St. Francis reminded himself and us often that a spoonful of honey attracts more flies than a barrel of vinegar. So the point of our discussion is not to diminish the sanctity of a saint, far from it. But it is to bolster the conviction that we who are still here, battling away in the church militant, we who suffer from bouts of pride and anger and impatience and hastiness and whatever else might be, that we have a patron in the church triumphant. We have one who fully understands our predicament and whose sole desire it is to intercede for us, to encourage us on the path of holiness, to that very same sanctity that, by God's grace, he was able to pursue for the benefit of souls. Too often we might imagine that our imperfections are far too great of an impediment to personal sanctity. Well, if that were truly the case, then the number of saints would be few to none. St. Francis offers us counsel. And this I quote, "Although it is but reasonable that we should be displeased and grieved at our own faults, we need to guard against being bitter, angry, or fretful about them. This just keeps them in a chronic state of irritation, strengthens the impressions made, and prepares for a fresh fall on the first occasion." And he continues, "Moreover, all this anger and irritation against oneself fosters pride, springing as it does from self-love, which is disturbed and upset by its own imperfection." The end of the quote. It has been said elsewhere that saints need saints to become saints. Our dear patron is not a lifeless icon. He's alive with Christ in the church triumphant. And he desires that one day we may see all that he sees, that one day we may know all that he knows, and intercede in partnership with him and all the saints for the benefit of even more souls to join the ranks of all the saints in heaven. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.